Hey there, my name is Garrett, and this is my podcast, Vibing with Garrett. This is a safe spot for any race, gender, species, or anything. I'm not going to get political on this podcast because my only goal is to give you a daily dose of good vibes and serotonin. So stick around if you love hearing about good, weird, and funny things that are going on in this crazy world. Or don't. I'm not going to judge you. I mean, it's completely up to you. Our first story, and first off, I want to apologize about the mic. It's not the best, but, you know, I'm a broke college kid. What can I do? But the first story comes from up on your rooftop. Click, click, click. Down comes your chimney. Childhood trauma. A child psychologist by the name of Dr. Gummer believes that lying to your kids about Santa could cause serious damage to your child. So we all remember when we were kids. We grew up, we believed in Santa. If you didn't, you weren't the cool kids. I'm just picking with you. Our family would always put 3 cookies out, and Santa would eat 2 cookies and leave 1 bit. And he would always drink half the cup of milk. And I remember, I thought that was magical. That was magical. Santa ate that cookie, and I was holding it. Magic. Then he would give you those presents, you'd open it. It always seems like in our family, it was like the best presents was from Santa. And it was just something magical about that. And then your dreams are shattered. Hope lost. Everything that you worked up for that year, over. When your parents sit you down and have the talk. Not the birds and the bees. Not about puberty. But the Santa's not real talk. I still remember when my parents had that. I came home from school. My mom and dad got a phone call from the teacher because I told a kid I was going to slap them if they talked bad about Santa. And they said, Garrett, we love you. We hope you had a good day. Santa's not real. And I was like, pause and excuse me. What did you just say? And they said, Santa's not real. And I was like, so the Easter Bunny ain't real. Mm-mm. Tooth Fairy ain't real. Nope. I was like, you guys lied to me my entire life. They're like, sorry, but you can't be fighting kids for Santa. So I was like, all right, whatever, you know. Heartbroken, went in my room, cried a little bit, came out. I was ready to have Christmas. But if you think about it, using math, if Santa went to my house and ate 2 cookies, he still had about 7 billion other houses to go to. That's 14 billion cookies using that logic. No human being can eat 14 billion cookies and 7 million cups of milk. What if he's lactose intolerant? Man, be crapping for days. But I think the most traumatizing thing about it is just going back in time and thinking about it. Like, all them presents that was said from Santa, that wasn't Santa. That was your mom and dad. Or the milk and cookies that you thought Santa ate. Mm-mm, Santa didn't eat it. That was your mom and dad. Or what about your childhood bully, Kevin, named Kevin. We'll just name him Kevin. That always got slightly nicer presents than you did. And you're like, I thought I was a cool guy. That wasn't Santa. That was a slightly richer, more middle class mom and dad. You see, I kind of agree with Dr. Gummer. Maybe lying to kids is bad. But you know what else is bad? Getting coal and switches in your stocking. So what do you guys think? You think that lying to children's bad? Or do you think every kid needs a Santa Claus in their lives? Let me know. Tweet me at Garrett.Huggins on Twitter. Our next story comes all the way from Tokyo, Japan, where an entrepreneur came up with a great idea during the coronavirus. No, we're not talking about vaccines. We're not talking about crazy-looking masks. And we're not talking about the little dome glass thing that Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob wears. We're talking about a solo sauna, people. A sauna that only allows one person to walk in there. As funny as it may seem to think that that would last, businesses have gone through the roof. The sales, profits, everything. Think about it. You can double the price for that and limit the time for people in a sauna. I've never been in a sauna, but if I had to imagine, I would imagine you're side to side with a bunch of sweaty different people. Sounds like a good time already. Sounds like Coachella. But you're sweaty beside all these people and you're having small talk. But now, you can relax. You can think about your day. Think about how far the stars are from us. I mean, you can think real stoner thoughts. Now that you're alone in a sauna. You can relax. You can just chill. You can just sweat out your stress and worries. I mean, to me, this sounds like a great idea. If you think about it, why haven't we done this sooner? I mean, like, this sounds legit. I would love to be in a sauna by myself just so I can think about stuff that's going on. I mean, I'm a stressful person as it is. But, yeah. So the man from Japan said there's been a strong demand since the pandemic hit. Obviously, we can see why. You can probably sanitize a solo sauna. Better you can sanitize a sauna that's constantly with people in it. But, yeah, so it's crazy. I mean, I think that's a pretty cool idea, man. You could just, I'll take a nap in there. But also, I'm not really a big fan of warmness. I'm more of a cold guy. I'm from South Carolina, but I love the winters and falls better. I love summers and springs, you know. And I live right back. I live right next to the beach, but if I just think that saunas just seem kind of uncomfortable. Now thinking about it, just so much heat. But now instead of sharing this heat with people, it's just you. So I think that's a plus, if you ask me. And the next story comes all the way from Israel, where a former Israeli space chief said, "Not only do aliens exist, but get this." There's a galactic federation, and they have been waiting for humans to reach a stage where we will understand what space and spaceships are. Hold up. Wait a minute. So are you telling me that here on Earth, we're trying to conquer world peace, and we can't even agree in a little summit, but in space, entire planets are agreeing and starting federations? Pause. Just pause. The fact that this isn't like some sort of crazy conspiracy theory and it's an actual like government official in Israel is what really terrifies me about this. Because if this was like just John Blow off the block of DC, I'd be like, yeah, sure it is, buddy. This guy actually has credentials. He says, not only is there intergalactic federation, but that humans have, like, the governments know about it, including Trump, and they have been talking to them. What? Who would be our ambassador? Like, we gotta find someone who thinks, like, Earth-like, you know? Like Lil Dicky in that music video Earth, he sent Leonardo DiCaprio. I think that'd be a pretty cool one to send up. You know, he's a cool guy. Adam Sandler, he's a funny guy. I don't know who would set up. To be honest with you, man, I think that's a pretty good question. How about you answer it? Send me a tweet. Tag me in a tweet about who you would send as the Earth's ambassador. Tweet me at Garrett.Huggins, or my bad, Garrett underscore Huggins, and it's Garrett underscore Huggins. And tweet me, who would you send as Earth's ambassador? This will be it for the podcast. God loves you, so does I. And follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and that'll be it. Thank you, guys.